This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in a southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said Tuesday that more than 100 people were injured in that fire that torched the coronavirus ward of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The officials say all those who died suffered severe burns. Earlier officials had said the fire was caused by an electric short circuit, but have not provided more details. Another official said the blaze erupted when an oxygen cylinder exploded. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in its northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of further possible sanctions for ethnic cleansing and conflicts they're involved with. The administration sent the messages on Monday in a release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide and atrocities prevention. The report says the U.S. continues to believe that China's actions against the Uyghurs constitutes a genocide. That finding was first announced by former President Donald Trump's administration, as was the determination that Myanmar was engaged in ethnic cleansing against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. Cuban police are out in force as the president is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to spur a rare outpouring of weekend protest over high prices and food shortages. The demonstrations in several cities and towns were some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment seen in years in tightly controlled Cuba. More VOA News.